Hello, I'm Sarah Buchanan. As the area commander of North Edinburgh, I am fully aware of the strong community feeling regarding issues of youth disorder, antisocial behaviour and motorcycle crime, particularly in the 4th Ward area. I am committed to tackling these issues in conjunction with our partners and in the short and long term in order to keep people safe, support the community and preserve community wellbeing. In the last 3 months alone, 24 individuals aged between 12 and 22 have been charged with over 140 crimes of theft, damage and associated road traffic offences in regard to antisocial behaviour and illegal riding of motorcycles within the area. 57 motorcycles have also been recovered during the same period and returned to their rightful owners. Just last week, a 17-year-old youth from the area was remanded in custody following his appearance at court. And also last week, two juveniles were charged with a breach of the peace after causing antisocial behaviour in the Pilton area, and an antisocial behaviour order warning was also issued to the driver of the vehicle after driving it in an antisocial manner. In April this year, following a serious motorbike collision in West Pilton, my officers visited a number of young people and their parents to reinforce the dangers of riding motorcycles. However, a small minority continued to cause disruption in the area. I am grateful to members of the community who have reported such incidents to the police or informed us regarding the location of stolen motorcycles, and I urge you to continue to do so. I have recently secured additional 4 teams of specialist officers from around the east of Scotland who are now exclusively deployed in the Drylaw area in order to tackle antisocial behaviour, disorder and violence. They have been dealing and will continue to deal with incidents that have been reported to the police, and they have proactively targeted these offenders who have been blighting the community. In the 2 weeks since these teams have arrived, they have had significant effect on levels of reported antisocial behaviour, and they will continue to pursue and robustly deal with offenders. So far, 42 persons have been arrested or reported, 4 vehicles have been seized, and knives, drugs and weapons have been removed from the criminals in the area, including the dismantling of a cannabis cultivation near a local school. With regards to the recent attack in West Pilton, I wish to thank the community for assisting the police with the investigation. 3 males have now been detained and appeared at court and charged with attempted murder, 2 of which have been remanded in custody until their trial. To ensure cohesion between all organisations, a 4th task force has been established to ensure that joint working and improved communication. Together we will use every possible measure to target the main offenders through immediate and targeted action and identifying longer plans to address the root causes of the youth offending, such as early effective intervention and diversionary opportunities. Police Scotland continue to place a strong focus on youth disorder, antisocial behaviour and motorcycle crime, and we in North Edinburgh will take action whenever we receive a report of crime.